capitalismo, colonialismo, fascismo, jerarquía, una gran cuota de egoísmo.
Doña and Alexandros from the ESE, an anarcho-syndicalist organization in Greece. How did you come to this party today?
We thought it would be a demonstration for the first day of May. In Greece we are used to make a demonstration this day. It's a workers' day. And so we are syndicalists, so it's normal for us to go.
What is the anarcho-syndicalist movement in Greece today? What are the organizations? What does it do?
There is only one organization, not very big. We have a small amount of members, but we take part in strikes, we make demonstrations, and other, let's say, cultural events and such things. Also, there are other anarchists in Greece. There are there is a squatted industry in Thessaloniki, a very big one. It's the biggest in Europe. It's called the Fanet. And other comrades are there. They don't have to do much with anarcho-syndicalism, but they do things about squatting, about living in a city and such things.
How does your organization relate to movements of immigrants?
We think that all workers should be together, so we don't separate immigrants from local workers. We think we are in the same movement and we should work for the same things. We have some ideas about making lessons to immigrants of the Greek language and such things. But also each one of us separated can take part in an organization for immigrants, but this doesn't separate the workers according to the nationality of the workers.
Is the movement of immigrants connected to the left in Greece, or is it independent?
I think more or less the left has to do with that, and the anarchists. All the anarchist organizations and movements, not only us. All of us have to do with immigrants, have connected with them.
And what are you doing to make your organization bigger? Like, who are you?
That's the more difficult part of it.
I'm sorry.
What we do, we try to talk to people, we give our texts.
Yeah.
Also through internet. Also we organize conversations in our place with several themes. We try to be social, not in Greece there is a separation between riot anarchism and social anarchism. Not a conflict, but I think we have a different idea about the movement.
So you mentioned a little about the squatting and the housing. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
In Thessaloniki there are two kinds of squatting place. The first one is to make a house to live, for people to live. The other one is to make a social center, something like that. It's a cultural squat. Ifanet is an industry, is both of them. People live in Ifanet, and also people organize some cultural events and political events in it. It's an enormous squat. You must visit it in Thessaloniki if you come.
Do members of your organization, are they also members of other unions in Greece?
They are free to be a member of another organization, but I think they are a member of, let's say, local movements contra that or contra this, but not members of another organization. At the time being, not the... It's not a problem to be. Nice.
Para la población, para el rancho, y no nos falta organización. No somos rebeldes, somos revolucionarios. No creo que dice la Biblia, pero lees los diarios. Nos sirven los políticos nunca nos representaron. Esto no es misticismo, es realidad que está explotando. Un ejército despierta, alerta, una fuente de poder contra el tirano se manifiesta.